Well, the old adage, give a man a fish, you'll feed him, but teach him how to fish and he'll never be hungry, could not ring truer than it does for Innisfail man Jacob Ambram. The former banana farm worker suffered a debilitating bout of leptospirosis, a relatively rare bacterial disease that knocked him out for many years. It not only robbed Jacob of his physical health, but also his mental well-being as he dropped out of the workforce and hit Struggle Street. Jacob feared he'd never work again until being thrown a lifeline by a local seafood shop, and it quite literally turned his life around.
I can hear anything.
You try getting under that because that's where the lip is, and then like you wedge it open all the way, and you see it stuck, get stuck there, and then you're going to cut the flesh away from that. And if you can do that, yeah.
Watching Jacob shuck oysters like a pro, it's hard to imagine just how far he's come since he walked through the door.
Well, when I first started, it was slow. I was opening them up and cleaning like every single one of them. And the more I stayed at it, yeah, the more I got faster. Paid off, actually, yeah.
How does that make you feel?
It made me feel good, you know, because if I didn't have the job, I wouldn't have known how to do this stuff, you know, and clean fish and all that. I wouldn't know a thing about it, and it's different. It's different from the other works I do. I used to work on bananas until I got lepto. Yeah, I nearly died. I ended up in hospital. Rolled me. I was in hospital for like a couple of months, recovering. Then when I came out, I couldn't really do much. Yeah, because I was that weak and lost a lot of weight, and I've been off like work for 10 years or so since Sharsi, because the last job I done was Cyclone Yahtzee, and that was a cleanup crew, and that was a long time ago. So I've been off work like from there, in and out of hospital and stuff like that, being sick.
What was going through your mind in those 10 years when you were without work? Did you think that your days in the workforce were over?
Yeah, well, like I was looking for like going on a pension. Until Workway gave me a chance, yeah, and I took it with open hands, yeah. And now I'm really happy.
My heavy five, my 300. This is number 7.
Jacob's boss, Ben Heath, took over Innisfail Seafoods 4 years ago with big plans for expanding the business. So when he met Jacob through a local employment agency, he decided to give him a go.
Jacob needed to start off. It was through Workways. I had a position available because we've got this beautiful garden and grounds here that we needed to maintain, and our business keeps growing and growing. I just had no time to do it. And it's about our concept about enjoying what's wild caught and having those herbs in the garden. So they suggested putting Jacob on board, and his position was only supposed to be 10 hours a week, and it's grown into 30 hours now. He just, from doing the grounds, he cleans all the tables, he actually rakes all the leaves, and everyone talks around town, it's the most manicured piece of grass in the whole of Innisfail. And obviously then when he's finished all the yard work, he's in there doing oysters, and we've taught him how to do half-shell scallops now and peel prawns, and he just loves it, you know, and it's a joy for us.
I pulled out that plant because the wind blew it over.
It has been windy.
Yeah, and I got a plant planted back here, but I was thinking of putting some tomato and capsicum here, but
out the front of Ben's seafood shop, it's far more than herbs and veggies being propagated in Jacob's garden.
Oh, yeah. Well, ever since this job, it was sort of like washed away my sickness, like all the health problems I had. It gave me a new boost of life because I'm working. And I don't know, I just love coming to work. Yeah, you know. And not only that, I get to talk to people, the confidence they give me. And, yeah, and I just love talking to them.
Because it sounds like you lost a bit of that, Jacob, along the way.
I have, because when I was out of work, I had nothing. I was miserable, walking around, head down, shoulders, you know, sloped over, and, you know, I wasn't getting nowhere. Yeah, I was down all the time. But now, my head is up, I'm looking around, and, you know, and I've got a smile on my face. I'm not sad.
You've obviously had a lot of knockbacks.
Yes.
What did it mean when you heard that somebody had said, yes, they're going to give you a go?
Oh, mate, I felt so good inside, and, like, I couldn't wait to to tell everybody, tell my kids, you know, and stuff like that, that I'm back and back working, you know, and stuff like that. And for Ben to give me a go and work way, it's been a big, big weight lifted off my shoulders, you know. Now I've got a future to look forward to.
A wonderful story there. Jacob Ambram speaking to Charlie McKillop about the bright future that is ahead for him now that he's back in the workforce.